from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Is it a strength or a weakness? I'm going to give you a position for the Houston Texans, and you tell me if you think it is a position of strength or weakness. Brandon Scott here with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, on In the Loop, the Loopholes. Y'all can participate in this as well. 713-572-4610. That's the number to get in. You can text us. You can also participate in the chats on YouTube and Twitch. We want your feedback. Tell us, are these positions of strength or weakness?
Why are you giving us the hard ones?
For the Texans.
It's like when you used to go to a pop quiz in high school. You know, and you covered all this stuff.
And
you got a lot of it covered.
Look.
And the teacher does a pop quiz with only the hard questions.
Listen, we got
true or false.
Yeah, why are you coming with the hard stuff?
Nah, we waited until the noon segment to get here, and I feel like I've already cheated off y'all's paper a little bit. I feel like we've already spoken a little bit to some of these position groups, at least from some of y'all. I want to get a more, I guess, holistic picture, if you will, from all of us. Let's start with. This one's for you, Lopez, because I know this one.
And it's a hard one.
From listening to you earlier, this one is one that you're not all that confident in just yet. The tight end group. I want to hear from everybody. Is the tight end position group one of strength or weakness for the Texans right now where we sit after 6 practices of training camp?
All right, so here's how I'm going to look at all these, because these are great. And kudos to you for asking the 6 hard questions. Position of strength or weakness. I'm gonna judge it because we think this team is at minimum an AFC or a conference a contender, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to base my answers on that. For a conference contending team, is tight end a position of strength or weakness?
That is a interesting way to frame it.
It's a position of weakness. I like it. I like the possibilities. I think Dalton Schultz may take another step and really be a weapon with this offense. But I just haven't seen enough of Cade Stover, what we thought we might see in camp. And it's so early. So we're answering these, you know, basically the 6th day of school. You know, like it's early. I don't know about Quatoriano, although I think he's been pretty damn impressive here and there. Like here and there. And Brevin Jordan's got a lot to prove. So, like, if we're saying, hey, Texans are going to be there, man, they're going to be a conference contender, I got to go weakness.
I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here because I'm hearing everything that you're saying, Lopez. Yeah. And whether I'm right or whether you are is going to come down to, I think, how good is Cade Stover?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tegan Quatoriano somebody that you can rely on this year, whereas you haven't been able to in seasons past? Is he going to be somebody that actually contributes to the team on a consistent basis this year? What are the answers to those questions are going to help us understand whether it is a strength or a weakness? Like, which one of us is right? You're going weakness. I'm going to go out on a limb, maybe call it a leap of faith, and say that it is a position of strength for these reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel good about Dalton Schultz at the top of it. If something happens to Dalton Schultz, all bets are off, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just forget we had this conversation. But assuming Dalton Schultz is good and okay and is going to be out there playing, I like that at the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then past that, I do believe and anticipate. So there's some projection here. This is not necessarily based
well,
off.
All, yeah, it's all. Yeah.
I do believe that Cade Stover is going to be somebody that they can rely on in different spots.
I kind of do too.
I like him as a project, as a prospect. I think Brevin Jordan and his role, if you increase that role or make it different, we're having a different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But for the role that I think he's going to play, for the role that I think Cade Stover is going to play, and then I'd just be hope trafficking if I did the Tegan Quatoriano thing. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
But I do believe in the pick that they made in Cade Stover. I do believe in the role that Brevin Jordan plays. And I like Dalton Schultz at the top of it. I'm going to go position of strength.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go strength, too. I think because them drafting Cade Stover, I felt like that kind of put some more competition in there. If they would have just ran it back with the same three, then I would have been questioning a lot. But I think Cade Stover, I think it, to me, it moves to position of strength for me. And I think he's going to show a lot this year, man. I think he's going to be a big difference this year. And if the other two, Brevin and Quentin, show a couple things, man, I think that's a great thing because that's the third or fourth tight end possibly. So I think I'm going to say strength.
Yeah, so like going into camp, and maybe this is why, maybe this is some confirmation bias or me just wanting to be right about how I felt pre-camp, but you tell me if I was wrong for this, Lopez, I was celebrating the fact that it felt like the Texans were taking the tight end position seriously and adequately addressing it in ways that I felt like they had failed to do so in previous years. Like, even in the Nick Caserio era, honestly, and I don't think it's for a lack of trying.
Yeah.
I just don't think that they've done a good job at addressing the tight end room on a yearly basis.
Yeah, and so my standard is, hey, if we set a standard, let's set that standard. Let's live by it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I hear you. I don't know if necessarily to be a championship team.
No, you got to have at least two.
No,
probably three.
Oh, yeah. You need more than one tight end. You need tight ends, obviously. Yeah. I don't know if they need to be on the level of some of the championship teams. Like, think about it. The teams that were in the Super Bowl had Travis Kelce and George Kittle. Well, there obviously isn't one of those on this team.
Yeah.
But I think they can make it without it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if they can get the proper contributions from each guy and each guy can star in their role for what it is, I do feel like it's a position.
Yeah,
of strength.
I was just
it
kinda,
still is an if, though.
Yeah, I was just trying to think, like, what else could they done this offseason to bring in that second tight end?
No, I think they've done everything, Figgy.
Yeah,
I just don't feel real good yet.
Yeah, I think their guy is Schultz.
Yeah.
So I think everybody else coming in second place. I think if they can find somebody that could really contribute as the second tight end, and you got the third that's maybe like a Brevin Jordan or Quint, then I think that's a strength right there.
I mean, bringing back Schultz and drafting Cade Stover were the big moves at tight end over the offseason. Like, and we talked about this during free agency. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to bring back Schultz? What do you want that contract to look like? Or would you rather somebody else? Do you think that'd be cheaper? And we had these discussions openly, right?
Yeah.
And I think we all agreed and decided that Dalton Schultz, if not the best free agent tight end option out there, was at least among them.
Yeah.
So you would take that. So I'm good with what they ended up doing. I understand what Lopez is saying, though. They still need to show it as a group to probably fully sell you on it. But I'm going to project a little bit here and say that it's a position of strength that I feel good about. All right, what about running back? This is the one that Figgy already know doesn't feel as good about. We'll get to Figgy in just a second. But what about you, Lopez? Running back, position of strength or position of weakness for the Texans after six practices at training camp?
Even though I'm intrigued by the backup competition and who else might make this squad, to me this is an absolute strength. I mean, let's just look at the last 2 years. Like, Damian Pierce, good job, rookie. What do you have, 900 and whatever yards it was?
Yeah, he would have had 1,000 if he hadn't gotten hurt at the end of the year.
And last year, you're mixing and matching with Singletary and Pierce. Dude, you got Joe Mixon, man. Like, you can't assume he's going to miss five games. I mean, he's probably going to get nicked up here and there. They all do. But if he plays the majority of this season, I really don't care who the backup is because I think he's going to get a big workload. Strength.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
So, Lopez, Figgy, I'm going to go strength for now.
Yeah.
Because, and this is me not overreacting to the fact that Joe Mixon has only practiced twice at training
camp.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
Like, because while I am worried and concerned about it, don't love it, like, I don't think it's not a deal at all, I don't want to...
overreact.
I don't want to overreact and make it sound like it's a catastrophe or anything like that, right? Yeah. So, but I'm going to put a pin in it because it is worth noting. It is worth monitoring. It is something to think about. Okay, you've brought in an older back. Mm-hmm. I want to say they gave him a little bump, gave him some guaranteed money to kind of sweeten the deal, make him comfortable here.
Yeah.
I believe in Joe Mixon as a football player.
I do too.
But if there is any issue in terms of him being an aging player,
mm-hmm.
I compared it earlier in the show to, like, what if it's kind of a Jimmy Ward type of situation
mm-hmm.
where, hey, you know, you like the acquisition, but he is an aging player and maybe he's not able to play for you as consistently as you want him to in his first season. If that becomes an issue, my tune changes, but right now, while I'm not overreacting, I'm going to say with Joe Mixon at the top of that depth chart and Dameon Pierce factoring in somewhere and hoping that at least one of these rookies can be something for them.
I'm with you.
This is a position of strength for me as well. What about you, Figgy?
I got to go weakness, man. I kind of look at this as like Lopez looked at the tight end position. Like, we got one guy, and that's cool. If we was playing Madden with no injuries, I would say strength. Because Joe Mixon ain't going nowhere, but like if he miss a couple games, man, this, it could potentially go off the rails, man. Like I don't know what Dameon Pierce is going to be on the field, and they didn't do anything outside of Joe Mixon to address the running back position. They didn't draft anybody. They didn't draft a Kay Stover to where you'd be like, oh man, maybe he can be that person that eventually take the next step and step in afterwards or something like that. They just brung in Joe Mixon, and we counting and hoping and praying on Dameon Pierce. And like you said, you brung up a couple rookies. That's not a guarantee, man. I'm not sure about that.
I was gonna say, Figgy, you don't sound too sold on Jawar Jordan and British Brooks.
I'm not, man. I would feel more comfortable if they traded for Mixon. And if they brung in another free agent running back that would potentially push Pierce at some point, I would feel a little more comfortable about that. But we just brung in Mixon, man. That was pretty much it.
Well, so the one name that we have not brought up here is Cam Akers. And look, I'm not – just hold on a second.
I'm rolling with D'Amico on this.
Hey, I'm not trying to oversell Cam Akers. All I'm saying is I think that they see some of the same things that we see in terms of needing depth at that position.
Yeah.
Like we all feel good about Joe Mixon if he's out there, but we all understand, I think there's consensus, questions about the running backs on this team that are not named Joe Mixon, even if we all are internally rooting for Damian Pierce because we like the dude.
Yeah, they're just kicking the tires on him. That's another we'll see.
Yeah, and look, I'm fine with that, but I wish they could have did that early on in free agency. Yeah. I mean, you get Mixon, that's good. He's RB1. But, hey, let's get somebody else. Let's kick the tires on somebody else early on. Yeah. Let's not get a Cam Akers that I've totally forgot about.
Fair enough. I could not be mad at that. What about linebacker? I feel like we're going to be
a tough question.
I feel like we're going to be in different places on this.
Tough question.
Are we even going to be able to nail down a take here? Because linebacker is the most – tell me if you agree with this. Is it not the most – confusing position right now, because you know Azeez Al-Shaair's out there, but Christian Harris has got this soft tissue injury that has limited him to no practices so far at training camp. And then beyond those two names, we can throw out Neville Hewitt, we can throw out Jake Hansen, we can throw out Henry Toa, but those are dudes that have been on the team already.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a reason why we don't view them as big time contributors at their position, maybe special teams, but not big time contributors at their position. Where are y'all at on linebacker as a position of strength or weakness for the Texans right now?
Yeah, this could come back to haunt me, but I'm going to say strength, and there's a good reason for it.
All right, y'all. LeBron James meme with that briefcase. All right,
I'm not going to be here. The Magic Johnson. No, look, here's why. I'm going to take the same route with Christian Harris that you're taking with Joe Mixon. I'm going to assume it's not that big a deal. He'll be back. He'll be good. If that's the case, and linebackers get hurt a lot because of obviously the position, but you got two potential Pro Bowlers right there, man. Two. And then you start talking about the backups. I'm not sitting here, bragging about how good, Jake Hansen is or Neville Hewitt is or all that. But if you get, Azeez Al-Shaair is a bad dude. He is a bad, bad dude. And I think he's going to have a big year with the Texans, especially coming from D'Amico's defense and playing for him and all that. Christian Harris, we all expect him to be a Pro Bowl type linebacker, flat out. That's a position of strength. That's a position of strength. And I don't care who the backups are. And they might not be done there yet, but you got two guys that you say they've been here. That's a good thing. They've been on this team. They've played on this defense. They've contributed. I'm going to say linebacker is a position of strength. And by the way, going into training camp, I thought it was the biggest weakness on the defense. Biggest question.
I'm stumped. I'm truly stumped. I'm going to admit this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you might have sold me on that there.
Yeah.
That's a nice job by you, Lopez.
You got two Pro Bowlers. Thank you. You got potentially two Pro Bowlers in the middle. And then dudes that have played in this defense that can spell them.
For the sake of the segment, I'm going to still say it's a position of weakness because that's where I was going in the beginning. But I actually like the case that you made of, hey, at least those two guys at the top of it, you expect to be either borderline, close to elite, or at least very, very good for you.
Yeah.
To the point where whoever's behind them, unless they get hurt, obviously that's an issue.
Yeah.
But whoever's behind them, who cares? And I'll even add this about Neville Hewitt. I got some concerns if he got to play extended snaps for you at linebacker. But similar to Azeez Al-Shaair being a badass as the middle linebacker, he's that Neville Hewitt that being a badass on special teams and has that, he's a thumper.
Yeah.
He's a dude that is going to hit. Go back and look at some of the hits that he had on special teams last year.
Mm-hmm.
Neville Hewitt is absolutely a dude there. I'm going to still go a position of weakness just because they don't have a lot of depth there.
Yeah.
If one of those guys is injured, which right now one of them is, it all of a sudden to me looks like a thin group. And that's why I can't call it a position of strength right now, even though you did a really nice sales job there, and I can appreciate that, but I'm going to still go weakness. What about you, Fig?
I'm going to have to agree with Lopez, man. I'm going to have to go strength, man. I think the two linebackers they do have, I think, no question. I have no questions about them. Now, the other ones, I'm kind of hoping and praying. Hoping on that D'Amico pixie dust that you like to say. I'm hoping maybe a Jake Hansen can maybe be. I don't want to compare him to Blake Cashman, but
or maybe, at least improve.
Yeah, maybe he could be that one guy that come out of nowhere and be like, damn, he actually pretty good. I ain't expect that from him. So I'm kind of looking at maybe Jake Hansen like that. Henry Toto, I have no idea what to expect.
No, me neither.
From him.
I didn't even mention him because I have no idea.
That's at that point, that's where we lost.
Yeah.
We might be a little lost. But
I mean, on top of the fact that he's either Aziz Al-Shaair's backup or he's trying to reinvent himself in a whole nother different linebacker position. Yeah. He's traditionally a Mike linebacker. He might have to play, you know, on the strong. So he might have to play Sam. I don't think he's a Will linebacker. I don't know. That's a good point. As I talk through it, I'm like, man, he might be a man without a country. The more I think about it. This position of strength or weakness is pretty good. Let's pick this back up in the 1 o'clock hour and do a couple of more. But coming up next, it is time for our lunchtime confessions on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Don't miss it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.